Former Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams has pleaded guilty to bribery and resigned from office. Initially charged with 29 counts of bribery, extortion, and fraud in a federal indictment, Williams denied for months that he had exchanged legal favors for bribes. But Thursday, in a stunning development, Williams pleaded guilty to accepting a bribe from a wealthy businessman. As part of the plea deal, Williams admitted to the additional conduct described in the federal indictment against him. He was led away in handcuffs and faces up to 5 years in prison when U.S. District Judge Paul Diamond sentences him on October 24th. Given that Williams took money meant for his mother's nursing home care, solicited vacations, cash, and other goods from two wealthy businessmen, and used the powers of his office to do favors for his benefactors, I'm certain the guilty plea was warranted, but I'm still incredibly angry. I'm angry because even as Williams prosecuted five black public officials who accepted but did not report small gifts from a government informant, he'd collected $175,000 in unreported gifts from two wealthy businessmen. The hypocrisy he exhibited was galling, but he repeatedly told me in radio interviews that what he had done was not the same thing he prosecuted others for doing. Clearly, he was right. Seth Williams' actions were not the same as the actions of the public officials he prosecuted. Seth Williams' actions were worse. Not only did he sell official favors in exchange for a car, vacations, cash, and other trinkets, he stole money meant to pay for his mother's nursing home care, misused campaign funds, and drove city cars for personal use. And he did it all while assuring the black community that he was seeking justice on our behalf. I come on here all the time and tell you that it's important to hold people accountable for having violated our laws, Williams told me last year in a December 22nd radio interview. He was talking about Dante Rollins, a young man Williams helped to free after Rollins was falsely imprisoned for 10 years. In reality, though, Williams could have been talking about himself. He must be held accountable, not only for the crimes he has committed, but also for the dreams he has dashed. We hoped the city's first black district attorney would help to exonerate more young men like Dante Rollins. We believed he would understand what it means to be an African American in a criminal justice system where blacks face harsher sentences than whites charged with similar offenses. We hoped that through Williams, we would finally gain a measure of justice. We didn't, and that angers me, because now we are left with virtually nothing. Williams, by his own admission, is guilty of accepting bribes. As a man of faith, I will pray that he receives mercy. But as a black man, I'll pray that justice is done. I'm Solomon Jones.